This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of coach? Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like how to book busy season trips without the busy season sticker shock, and which flight deals are actually deals and which are clickbait. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we're taking you to Wilmington, Delaware, a city that may be small in size, but it's big in history, culture, and tax savings. Our journey begins by rail. There's something special about boarding a train in Greenfield, Mass. And settling in for a 7-hour ride south. The cost was about $150 round trip, and the Amtrak destination was the Joseph R. Biden Station, right in the heart of Wilmington. Step off the train and you're already downtown, with the Christina River flowing nearby and the city's compact streets ready to explore. November 2020 was a historic time to be in Wilmington. The city, with a population of about 70,000, suddenly found itself in this global spotlight. Our hotel, the Westin, stood right beside the Chase Center, where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris delivered their acceptance speeches. Security was everywhere, but the atmosphere was friendly. Locals shared stories about the Biden family. Taxi drivers, bartenders, and shopkeepers all had anecdotes for a city often overshadowed by nearby Philadelphia. This was Wilmington's moment to shine. Nearly every story about the Bidens had a common theme. They're good people and treat locals well, despite his being president. One of the best ways to experience the city is by bike. The Jack Markell Trail runs 10 miles along the Christina River, and it's a favorite for joggers, families, and young professionals. Along the way, you'll find Constitution Yards, a beer garden with axe throwing, food stalls, and river views. Even in November, the riverfront buzzed with energy. It's easy to imagine summer evenings here, with the music floating through the air and kayaks sliding under the bridges. No trip to Wilmington is complete without a visit to the Hagley Museum and Library. This 235-acre estate was once home to the DuPont family. The grounds include the family mansion, gardens, and the remnants of the company's original black powder mills. Brandywine Creek powered the turbines that mixed saltpeter, sulfur, and ash into explosives. Touring the underground sluices and watching a live demonstration of black powder connects you to a forgotten slice of American history. Inside the library, patent models showcase ingenious inventions in miniature. The DuPont story is woven into Wilmington's identity. From chemicals to hotels, the family shaped the city's economy and culture. Walking through the Hagley Gardens, you sense the ambition that built an empire, starting with a creekside mill. Beyond the city, Delaware quickly transitions to rolling hills, covered bridges, and farmland. We drove country lanes past the road to Biden's family home, surrounded by sweeping fields. Covered bridges dot the countryside, reminders of the colonial days. The drive itself is part of the attraction, bright sunshine, winding roads, and the feeling that history lingers in the architecture and landscape. Delaware is also famous as a corporate haven. More than 60% of the Fortune 500 are incorporated here, and 75% of the IPOs are Delaware-based. The Court of Chancery, a specialized court with expert judges, handles corporate disputes quickly and without juries. Add no sales tax and a property rate that's half the national average, and you see why so many businesses and residents benefit in Delaware. For visitors, it means shopping without the sales tax and enjoying a city that feels prosperous yet approachable. Food is another highlight here. Lunch at Buckley's Tavern, a former taproom dating to 1817, offered hearty portions on a sunny porch. Later, cocktails at Deco, a food hall, introduced us to Brad Owens, the owner of the Green Box Kitchen, a vegan spot expanding to another spot in downtown. Deco serves as an incubator for startups, with offerings from sushi to hoagies, plus a game room, happy hour, with $4 wine. Felt like a tradition Massachusetts has long abandoned. Bring it back! Dinner at Bardea in Wilmington was a revelation. We let our server choose everything. The small plates kept coming, each inventive and delicious. The chef confirmed that Joe and Jill Biden are regulars here, along with their doctor daughter, Ashley. Wilmington's dining scene is intimate, with chefs and owners woven into the city's social fabric. Eating here feels like joining a community, not just visiting a restaurant. The DuPont legacy extends to hospitality. The Hotel DuPont remains the city's grandest stay. Its restaurant, Le Cavalier, is a French neo-brasserie with North African and Provençal influences. Cocktails arrive with spherical ice cubes, and the atmosphere oozes grandeur. Even if you're not staying overnight, a meal here at Le Cavalier is worth the splurge. The lobby's gilded ceilings and the marble halls remind you that Wilmington once aspired to rival the great cities of the East Coast. Just across the Pennsylvania line lies Longwood Gardens, a must-see. Pierre S. DuPont created this vast conservatory and outdoor wonderland. The soaring glass house feels endless, and seasonal programs like Longwood Christmas transform the grounds with fire pits, illuminated trees, and walking through the conservatory, you're enveloped in orchids, palms, and fountains. Outside paths wind through meadows and woodlands. It's easy to spend a full day here, and many people do. In perspective, Wilmington is a city of contrasts. Corporate powerhouse, small-time charm, Biden's hometown and DuPont's legacy, youthful energy and colonial covered bridges, arriving by train, you step into a place where history, politics, and culture converge. Read more about Wilmington, Delaware on GoNomad.com.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer, host of the Frommer's Travel Podcast. We post new episodes weekly, detailing the kinds of money-saving tips and cultural insights that will make your trips richer without making you significantly poorer. We do so by interviewing real travel experts like TV host Samantha Brown, Frommer's authors from around the globe, and such public figures as Free Solo's Alex Honnold. It's a fun travel party. I hope you can join us.